The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
You may have heard a lot the acronym PTSD, and you may have heard this in the context of military and soldiers returning from war suffering from PTSD. You may have heard it after big tragedies like the terrorist attacks we've seen over recent years and the people who are dealing with those suffering from PTSD. But to find out a bit more about what it is and how it affects people, and perhaps some help that could be found for people with PTSD, right here in Harrogate, I've come to the Brain Collective, which is based in Windsor House in the centre of Harrogate, and I'm here with Paula. Paula, tell us a bit about PTSD and what it is and how it affects people.
Okay, so PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, and when we think of PTSD, you are right, we do think of veterans returning from war and big, big tragedies. But PTSD can affect so many people, and it is actually small things that we think of that also do. So a breakup, the loss of a loved one, a divorce, a miscarriage, being bullied. All of these things, as small as they sound, to some people can be absolutely massive. If left unkind of diagnosed or talked about, those people can start to develop mental health issues, and that's where we come into play. So I think what we say is, no matter how small you think your trauma is, it is important. It is important to you, and it's something that you should talk about. So here at the Brain Collective, we obviously have questionnaires where we talk to people and kind of delve a little bit deeper sometimes, just to see if there has been anything that might have caused these problems.
So PTSD is bigger than perhaps we may have thought it was. And there's some statistics to back that up as well, aren't there?
Yes, there are. 3.7% of men screened positive for PTSD, and 5.1% of women screened positive for PTSD, giving us an average of 4.4% of the British population. But they are people that have been screened. There are plenty of people out there who are really suffering. Post-traumatic stress disorder, as Paula said, can be anything from a serious road accident to a relationship breakup to witnessing a violent death or a terrorist attack or even a diagnosis of a life-threatening illness. When we see complex PTSD, that will often involve trauma from an early stage in life where we actually see physical changes in the brain. What we do see is more and more children and adolescents come forward with signs of post-traumatic stress, both complex and not.
And there's a real spectrum there, isn't there, of causes and reasons for having it, but also of people that we might not expect or things that we might not expect to cause PTSD, which people probably didn't know about.
Oh, absolutely. And take myself as an example. My son was training for an international cycle race, and he was up in Scotland on a training camp, and I totally didn't expect to hear from him. I just thought it was a regular training exercise until my mobile phone flashed up with Chris on it. So I picked up the phone, and it wasn't Chris. It was someone who'd found him on the mountainside who was crying and who said, I don't know if he's alive. So I rang SE Rescue and they were engaged, and I experienced a traumatic event. My legs went. So for a period of about half an hour, I didn't know if my son was alive until SE Rescue came on the line and they retrieved him to the neuro ward at Fort William. So I, you know, very clearly understand how it actually feels to have an event that's very sudden and unexpected. And I struggled a lot with answering my mobile phone after that, especially if my son phoned me.
So these traumas, they do have a physical effect on the brain that you can see.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting is that we get a lot of people coming to see us for, you know, a variety of things that are causing problems for them, you know, sort of mood issues, anxiety issues, etc., and may not acknowledge that they've had a traumatic event, but actually we can see it on the EEG, and so often we are looking for these specific markers.
And if you're hearing about the Brain Collective for the first time today, the EEG is exactly the same kind of scan you would get if you went to a hospital and they were checking over your brain if you banged your head in an accident in some way, they would check over your brain using an EEG. It's exactly the same thing, and you're just kind of looking at the activity in the brain. brain, aren't you?
I mean, we look at an ENG in many, many ways. But what we do slightly differently from a hospital situation is we then create quantitative maps from that raw EEG. And that enables us to see pictures of what is going on, which makes it easier to explain to people rather than just a mass of squiggly lines. Mm-hmm. And it also gives us a baseline and then enables us to track what's happening to the brain as we use interventions to try and help to regulate the brain again.
So I think there's some key messages from what we've discussed today. First of all, is that PTSD isn't just confined, although it does affect people from very traumatic events like terrorist attacks, like war. It isn't confined to that. So if you know someone or you have experienced trauma, then it is worth exploring that. You're looking for talking therapies, perhaps contacting the Brain Collective if any of those things resonate with you. But if you want to see more about this, if you want to learn more about PTSD and particularly how neurotherapy, which is what the ladies here at the Brain Collective do, you can see online on our website strayfm.com. go to the health section. You can watch a YouTube video from LA where they're using neurotherapy to work with PTSD.
We were incredibly fortunate to be trained at the Othmuth Foundation this summer in the use of infralow neurofeedback, and they have created an amazing facility in Los Angeles at the Salvation Army Institute, providing a wraparound service with neurotherapy as the core for PTSD. It would be absolutely incredible for Harrogate to have this sort of facility. It is a bit of a dream of ours. So if anybody's out there and is prepared to put some money into this, we'd be really happy to talk.
The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.